Now I'm going to install a more interesting app. I'm going to install UPHPTube. Okay, the do-gooder license, don't do anything evil with it. You know, I like that license, kind of. I don't intend on, you know, defending this license, but I don't know. So this is the JSON license. You can scroll down, you can don't use it for evil. It's kind of weird license, but I don't disagree with it. I think UPHPTube could be, you know, capable of great evil if it was used for the wrong thing. So it's really idealistic, you know. It would be nice if our software wasn't used for evil purposes. But I don't dislike the license. I just hope I hope is that it is defendable, that's all. It might not be. So I'm going to say, I agree to the license. This is, okay, so this is nonsense. You don't have to put anything here, actually. This is actually determined by the installer. I have to fix that. So encoder, livestreamer, that pretty much settles most of it. There's still other things to do, like a chat server and maybe some polishing and maybe better help instructions. So UPHPTube and support containers requires at least 950 megs of RAM. That is certainly not true. I discovered it uses way less memory than that, so I have to update that in my module. You want to make UPHPTube an internet related site? Nah. Let's see here. That's a good sign. Okay. This isn't explained in the instructions, but what I have to do is change that to HTTPS, change the title, whatever, that's fine. Give him my email address. Change the localhost is no longer the database host. This is crucial. So set localhost to be DB instead. And then we need the root database user password, which is the root, this thing. Just copy that. Paste it in. Database name is fine. Don't change it. And then change. Then give it your administration password. Recommend use the long password because it's stronger. And congratulations, update password, and go. It gives you this errors. I don't know what this is about, but it seems to be working correctly. All right, and now I want to set up live streaming, and I just go into the hamburger menu, sign in. Sign in with the new password, update all, and then go to plugins, and then live, where is that? Live chat, live, okay. And then go to edit parameters, and then simply change this, all of these, to, whoops. live.google.com. This might be automatable in the future, but at this time it's still kind of early, kind of. Okay, save the changes, and then after doing that, go to here, install tables. Okay. Now go to UPHPTube, the live button, and we'll open open broadcaster to send it a stream. And I just gotta go into open broadcaster preferences, give it the secrets information, which is going to be gone here soon. Give it this. And then the stream key. And then okay, and then start streaming, and it says it's going. It'll take a little while for it to show up. Let's see how it goes, right? I'll just wait. It takes a little bit while for it to queue up. If you hit play too early, it just does this spinny thing. So you just reload the page. And then... no. There we go. Finally. It's streaming Aliens. Now, I wanted to say listed transmission. There's a spelling error there, by the way. And then save stream, I guess. And then, when I go to UPHPTube, you don't see anything here yet. That's kind of a flaw of UPHPTube, but that can be fixed easily. The live stream now lives in this little thing here, and you hit play, and voila, it's in there. So, live streaming accomplished in just a matter of seconds. Now we have to go encode some videos. So I'm going to go encoder.google.com. Now we have to set this up. So HTTPS DB database password database, and now of course the streaming site. Just copy this for the heck of it. So it sends it, it's like using the right site. You want to do that, obviously. And then the admin password. And then submit. Congratulations, it's installed. Give me some errors, which I don't understand. I'll do admin password uphp2fleeble.com. Sign in. Now I can start encoding files. So I am going to just encode a couple of files just to show you how it works. The movies. I'll just send up a really small one. The window one would be fine. Do window product animations. Drop that in there. And then refresh. As a refresh, it sometimes it shows it encoding. Okay, now the encoding is done. In the queue log, it should be empty. And when I go back to UPHPTube, there it is. Play it.
Over the years, it has become fashionable to describe some blazing systems as what...
So there's the video. So there's some other things to show that are kind of cool. I'll go into, I'll log in. Okay, and then I'll go to the encoder, through the menu there. Okay, now another cool thing that this UPHPTube encoder can do is draw videos from YouTube. So I'll go to YouTube. And I'll download the soundtrack suite would be fine. I'll just
the music.
Alright. So all I gotta do is go to UPHPTube and the encoder.youtube encoder.fleeble.com. We want that. So, under 4web, encoder.uphp2.com would be bad. We don't want that. Okay, so, share. It uses YouTube DL to parse the web page and grab the file. Isn't that nice? All automatically. And it grabs the file and all of its metadata. It says encoding. Sometimes it doesn't give you feedback, sometimes it does, but it always shows feedback under the queue log. When under this menu. Sometimes it doesn't. So, like, you have to refresh sometimes for you to see feedback. You know, this thing will just kind of crawl across the bar. It does three different qualities. The only way to take advantage of all three qualities is to use a plugin. That's like $5, not an unreasonable cost, I think. But I think when I set up my UPHP tube encoder, even though I own the plugin, I think I might just resort to just encoding one quality, like medium quality, just because it saves a lot of space on hard drives and it's cheaper on a VPS to store just one quality than three. And I don't really see too many advantages in storing a lower, like low quality, or really even high quality, because, you know, 720p is pretty darn good resolution, I think. Now, sometimes if you encounter problems with the encoder and you're wondering what in the world is going on, it is possible to find out with MyPetCloud. You can go into MyPetCloud. This isn't really a problem very often, but if you have a big file or an unusual file and you don't know if it's really encoding or not, even it might say it's encoding, but it may not. There's a menu item in here called Get Stats, which runs a certain Docker command, which will tell you what container is using what amount of resources. So the encoder is only using 230%. That's like basically 2.25 cores basically of CPU, and it's using 94 megs. And as you can see, it's using a heck of a lot less than 900 megabytes or 950. So it's 94 for the encoder, 36 for UPHP tube, and the live streamer is only using 10 megabytes. And it should be there now. And it is. I don't think we'll have any audio in this video for it, but the time is correct. Usually, if you have a problem with the encoding, you get a time like EE, and that signifies that the file wasn't transferred over.